Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Sunday, January 7th, 2024. My newest segment of Markets A Look Ahead. Actually, this is my first Markets A Look Ahead of the new year. I have a bunch of stuff I want to cover here in this video. Let's start off with this. If you have been following this blog for any length of time, I did a series of videos at the end of last year regarding what we can expect here in 2024. And I believe if you got to see those videos, you have a very, very good understanding of where this year is going to lead us. And I would believe that we are right on the money here. Now, with that said, if you recall, and at least I hope you do, every single Friday, I leave you off with three things. Love each other, care about each other, and be charitable. I don't say these things, people, because I believe that it's some kind of a nice catchphrase. This is how we can win. The only way we can win is to have faith in each other, in humanity, understanding that we are a worldwide family. We are not each other's enemies, despite what the propaganda ministry is trying to get us to believe. And, you know, this whole blog, this whole thing, yes, it's important to understand from a financial standpoint the positions that we need to be in. And, I mean, yeah, that's a big part of this entire thing because they're trying to destroy us. You know that if you've been with me for any length of time. We have covered every angle of this financial system, leading from who runs the entire system, and I'm talking about the central banks of the world here in the United States, it's the Federal Reserve. Actually, the Federal Reserve, because the U.S. dollar again does remain, at least for now, the world reserve currency, controls the monetary system by and large. This is going to change as we move forward here. There is obviously a tremendous move to away from the U.S. dollar. I'm not just talking about BRICS nations here. Look, this has been going on for a very, very long time. Nations around the world, people around the world are sick and frankly tired of, I don't want to say this, but I will, the mismanagement of the U.S. dollar here by the Federal Reserve. This is not mismanagement. This is deliberate. The devaluing or the debasement or the loss of purchasing power with regard to the U.S. dollar and other central bank issued currencies. This is a deliberate act. You all know that. This is a race to the bottom. Central banks are destroying the purchasing power of their currency slowly, methodically, and deliberately, only to issue in a new system. You know, just real quick, by popular demand, I did watch the documentary on the Great Taking. Look, most of you, it's funny, people who follow this blog, I would believe, by and large, are free thinkers. But there are some people that watch this blog that believe if you don't think as they do, well then, you know, you're just 100% wrong. This is communist thinking. This is some kind of socialist, mind-screwing psyop that's been pushed upon us all by the mainstream propaganda ministry, by our politicians and everybody else here, okay? Just because two people don't agree on something doesn't mean they can't be friends. I have many friends that we don't see eye to eye on, but we're still friends. Some of my closest friends, we don't see eye to eye on what's happening around here. That's okay. But again, it's this conformist mentality. It's unbelievable. And I saw a lot of this. When I said Friday that I had no interest in watching The Great Taking, most of you didn't understand. Well, those of you that responded, oh, Greg is closed-minded. He doesn't want to watch this thing, so I'm not going to watch Greg Mannarino anymore. Good, go away. I don't need you here. That's the truth. But after watching The Great Taking, I can tell you that everybody who has followed this blog for any length of time, you knew all of that years and years ago. Was this a big revelation? Let me ask you, those of you that follow this blog, that also watched The Great Taking documentary or read the book, Any real surprises in there? Because I can promise you, I watched the entire documentary, an hour and change there, right from the get-go. It's, you know, David Webb there sets the groundwork, central banks, what they're doing. Was this a surprise to anybody here? No. And I knew that. That was the reason why I kind of didn't want to watch it. I realized that there are a lot of people out here who see the same things that we do. All right. David Webb, another guy, again, the great taking guy. Smart dude, gets it, understands what's going on. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't take away a damn thing from it. This is material that you and I have covered from a decade ago. Nothing new here. If you feel like watching it, I sent out a link to this to all of you. The full-length video, watch it. It's a nice review. But in my opinion, you're not going to take a damn thing away from it that you don't already know. The system is so corrupted. It's so twisted. It's designed to destroy you from the get-go. That's what this entire thing is. You think I'm joking when I have come out here repeatedly explaining to you that this central bank plan to literally become the lenders and buyers of last resort is just something I've conjured up out of my head? They want to run the world. Central banks, honestly, do your own research into this. Listen to David Webb. Since their inception, this has been their goal, to run the financial system, which they do, to run the economy, which they do, to run the financial system, the markets, and all of it, so they can control the entire world. Very slowly, very methodically, under in everybody's face, but far away that people can't actually see it. But those of us, you and me, who follow this blog, we get it here. We know who our enemy is. I've been telling you this for years. We know what they want. And that gives us an insurmountable edge to know what we need to do. Okay? And it all boils down to, again, realizing the mechanism. And I'm not just talking, again, about the financial system here, which, of course, is important, but the divide and conquer mechanism, what they have, their play upon the world. You have to hate these people for these reasons. You have to hate these people even more for these reasons. If we all came together, the people of this planet, we could take back the system. But they have us by the throat and by the gonads, okay? Most people have fallen through that trap door. And they've bought into that trap, okay, that you must despise these people and hate these people more. And this, the whole thing here in the United States, at least between the two-party system, what a way to keep people divided. They really know what they're doing here. And then, of course, they flesh all this other nonsense across the screens, the deceptions, the distractions, the look here, keeping the public completely off balance, not understanding what's going on. This is how they win. This is how the few have controlled the masses since time immemorial. And it won't stop. But again, at least from a financial standpoint, if we realize the goal here of central banks, what they're trying to do here, look, the middle class always loses. If this is some kind of a big epiphany from you after watching The Great Taking, then I don't know where you've been all these years. It's the middle class who bears the brunt of all of this. Every single time. It's a wipeout. It's an elimination. It's an extermination, what we are seeing here. A neo-feudal system. That's what's coming out of this. And a mentality of conformity. Don't you read some of the comments. Oh, Greg doesn't want to read The Great Taking. Oh, I'm never listening to him again. In other words, if I don't think as these people do, if I don't conform, you understand? Well, then it doesn't. That's what they're trying to establish here. A conformist mentality, a communist mentality, a socialist mentality. That's the way it is. They're creating drones. They're creating zombies, part of the system as well. No surprise. You and I have covered this for over and over again. There are people like you and I, for the most part, who follow this blog, who are free thinkers. It's all about free thinking, free action, free movement. They don't want that. The powers that be that seek to control us, they can't allow you to think. Because the moment you start to think, you become a threat. They have to make you conform. And they have to make you hate everyone else who does not conform. Don't you understand? Free action. You can't. You have to do what they tell you. Otherwise, you become blacklisted. You lose your job. Don't you see what's going on? Free movement. They don't want you moving around. They want you contained. They want to keep you in your house. They want to keep you from intermingling with other like-minded people. This should be so obvious to you. Yes, this is all part of the great taking. And people are surrendering their liberties and their freedoms willingly so they can be taken care of from cradle to grave as long as they conform. You and me, we're nonconformists, okay? This is the rebellion. It starts here, in my opinion, and it's knowledge. It's being able to see through the veil, what they throw in front of all of us. You understand? Look, you will get it if you follow this blog. I know you do. But many people don't. And more people are going to become slaves to the system because that's what it's designed to do, create dependency. This is why a revolution, I think, is out of the question, at least right now. And they're creating more of these kinds of people every single day by squashing them down to the lower rung of society, by having them become dependent on the system, their system, only to switch it over to a completely new tokenized system. They're going to convert everything into a derivative, even human life. I've covered this. Human life is going to become a tradable asset in the future, believe me. It already is. I mean, if you work for a major corporation, do you realize that they don't tell you this, but your boss or the corporation there takes out an insurance policy on your life. If you die, they get paid. You understand? This thing is so crazy, people. Anyway, look, let's talk about this market just real quick. You and I need to keep our eye on risk. We've been covering this a lot as of late. There's I would say this is not anything to be alarmed about in my view, but we're seeing instability here in the debt market as of late. I don't think it's going to last. I am convinced 100%. I mean, I have no question in my mind about this, that central banks are going to continue to keep rates suppressed because they need to keep the illusion of the market real during the presidential selection cycle. You're going to hear a lot of this coming up here with, you know, President Mummy Man thing coming out here explaining how dire the situation is here, that he has to continue his mission because it's so fantastic. And it's his economy. It's his economy. Okay, no, this is not the case. The economy, first of all, is being destroyed systematically and methodically. And this mechanism is what's going to drive the stock market higher. In my opinion here, I think most of you are on the same page as me. Central banks are going to cut rates. That's going to drive cash into the stock market. I think the environment right now is very ripe for a false flag event. It's too quiet. Yes, there is war raging all over the place here. But in my opinion, and I've been covering this lately, they want to pull Iran in here. There's already all this talk about nukes. Turn on the mainstream propaganda. Nukes. Okay. What would happen if Israel and Iran start firing nuclear weapons at each other? You see what they're doing? They're setting the groundwork here for another, you know, weapons of mass destruction falsehood that they threw on all of us last time here. They knew where the weapons were, but they couldn't find them. Remember that whole thing? Unbelievable, but it's their playbook. It's what they do because it works. Make people afraid of something and you control their minds. You understand? Anyway, going back to this market, people, look, there's not much to say. Keep your eyes on risk here. Watch the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. It's over 250 right now. It's going lower, in my opinion. 10-year yield is going to drop. Are we going to see it move higher? Absolutely. We sure as well could, but I think it's eventually longer term and probably not too far off going to drop, and that's going to drive cash into the market. But again, look what's happened here. We've had one hell of a run-up in December. You and I nailed it to the wall. How many people were calling for a crash in December? You know what I'm talking about here? What were you and I saying? It's going higher. It's going higher. We hit record high Dow. With the S&P 500 not far behind. That's where we're going. Global debt is going to balloon on a scale that people have no idea what's coming down the pike here. So that means we need to continue to bet against the debt, become our own central banks here. Speaking about that, people, I haven't changed my perspective on this. You need to get unbanked. Unbanked. Pull your cash out of these institutions. Only leave in there what you need. All right? You're not getting paid anything. Do you think that you're earning a rate of interest that even is remotely keeping up with the actual rate of inflation? No, you're being robbed blind. You're being robbed blind. In my opinion, you need more than ever exposure to commodities. Silver, my favorite asset of all time. Gold, absolutely. Platinum, palladium, there too. A broad basket of commodities, in my opinion. You can do this via an exchange-traded fund. I'm not telling you to buy anything here, but I did put out a brand new list of exchange-traded funds which will give you exposure to commodities in my free newsletter, link below. I got your back. I got you covered. We got each other's backs, and that's why we are going to get through this together. As we can't lose, in my opinion. Again, adopting the mentality of realizing that we're responsible for each other. It's the truth here. We're a worldwide family, not just this blog, okay? Everyone on this planet. Imagine if people really did love each other and care about each other. You think we'd have the situation that we have now? No, it's about hatred. It's about divide. It's about conquering. It's about control. And this is going to get a lot more extreme in 24, people. I think we've pretty much covered that. This guy, he loves you a lot from the heart, people. I mean that. Please comment. Let me know what you think about these things here. Share the video. Those thumbs up are very much welcome. It gets the video seen, and I'm counting on you to do that. All right? I'll see you in the morning. Take care of each other till then. All right? That's all.